So I'm with Phil Parkinson, the manager of Nantwich Town. It's finished Nantwich Town 3, Ilkeston 0. Phil, you must be delighted with that.
Yeah, I am. It was really important we got the 3 points today, but also the performance. I didn't feel many of my lads got out of second or third gear today, which again is pleasing that we should have a little bit in reserve for Workington on Monday, which will be for me a much tougher game just because of what's at stake as well for probably more so Workington, and also what happened when we went up there Boxing Day. We'll want to put a few wrongs right there. We were terrible when we went up there Boxing Day. So for me, it's a really exciting game coming up Monday, and the way the players played today, I'm going into it full of confidence. The fact that I was able to rotate again and it not weaken us, the lads that we didn't even have in the squad today. I mean, you look at my top goal scorer is not available today, Sean Cook. Joe Muswali wasn't in the squad, so they're all rested. You look at the defenders in terms of Joel Stair, who can come on and fill any of them positions. Josh Ancott was on the bench. So it's really exciting from the viewpoint of we should be going into the next game on Monday fairly fresh. It's just down to the players to look after themselves on this Jazz Festival weekend in Nantwich, which is a real headache for myself. But listen, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity for some of these players to sort of get into a Northern Premier League playoff position. Maybe a few of them will go on to play higher, like the lad sitting next to us here, Elliot, who's come to watch, which is nice.
Wasn't a bad player, was he?
Nice to see ex-players coming back.
Decent from the penalty spot, wasn't he?
Yeah, not bad. Nice to see ex-players coming back and supporting the players that were with him, and he should be an inspiration to the rest of them, sort of what they can achieve if they do things right, and are disciplined. Discipline's so important.
Just going to touch on that point, because for me, you know, great result today, but it's all about the togetherness of the squad as well. Yeah. They're all here today, every one of them. The ones that aren't playing, they're all here behind the team. I know that's important to you, Phil.
It is, yeah. It's something I tried to install as soon as I come to the football club. I've tried to recruit with integrity. I've tried to recruit players that are hungry, ambitious, or they just want to play in a really good team and want to improve. Doesn't matter what point of their career. You look at Steve Jones, he's still wanting to improve, still wanting to listen to what I'm telling him, even though he's played at a much, much higher level than myself. But he understands if he lets me manage him, he's still scoring and contributing. You saw what he did against Ashton, coming on, getting us a winner, set us away there. We've took him off to rest him to make sure he's right for Monday. But that was a conversation before the game where it's about trust and manager and player discussing what they need to do to be ready for the next games. But all of them, all of the group are top draw with regards to their honesty. They are a very honest group. There's not a selfish one in there. And we wouldn't have that anyway. The group wouldn't accept it and I wouldn't recruit that.
Talking about the front men, goals breed confidence. I felt when Ryan Brook, you know, certainly second half, I thought he was a real handful. Took his penalty really well. Yeah. The flick on the header to Abadaki as well was class. He really came into that second half.
Yeah, that's why I brought him to the club. He's got everything to his game. You just need to make sure Ryan's motivated. And if you get Ryan on one of his good days, he's very difficult to play against because he can hit it from distance. He's quite clever with his 1-2s. He sees things around him. But the biggest thing for me with Ryan is what you were just alluding to before. He's a big team player. Even if he's not playing, he doesn't sulk. He's professional. He makes sure things are done right. I mean, Tom as well, who hasn't got on today, Tom Pearce, ultimate professional, hasn't sulked, worked hard, done his running at the end, but he knows he'll play Monday. He knows he's going to play his part then. So it's great to have players who have that kind of mindset where that they know the team comes first.
Word for Abadaki as well, took his goal really well, but not just that, Phil. I thought some of his tracking back today in the game made some really vital interceptions, and again, good for confidence for the winger getting a goal, getting his name on the score sheet.
And Ozzy's a massive confidence player. He took his time to settle in, but when he did, and he knew he could trust the lads and trust myself, I think we got the best out of him then. But he's had a few injuries which have halted his sort of progression throughout the season. There was one point I thought he was just going to keep going on and on, and I didn't think we'd keep hold of him the way he was going, but then he's had a few injuries. But I think this is probably the first time in a long time Ozzy's seen a season out somewhere, so again, that speaks volumes for the group, the fact that he's obviously felt that this is the place for him. He's felt that he can trust us as a management team, and he knows that if he's not playing, it's for a reason. It's not because our favourites. I always try and play the team that I think are going to win on the day. It doesn't matter if I've known them 2 weeks, 6 years, however long it is, I'll just try and pick the best players to win that game.
Defensively again, you know, another clean sheet and very solid across the back. Keepers pulled off a couple of good saves as well, certainly the one from the free kick, I thought that was excellent.
Yeah, I said to him, he's going away on international duty tomorrow, so it's like, I was really disappointed with him at Ashton, and he knows that, and he knows that that's not acceptable, the two errors he made, but he's been superb for us. And again, he showed his quality there. He hasn't had probably much to do. He's touched it probably about two or three. They had a little flurry there, didn't they, at the start of the second half. But in the first half, I don't think he's touched it barely. And it was so important for our keepers, and we had it last season, just to maintain concentration levels, because we keep the ball that much. It's very rare that they have a save to make, but when they do, it needs to be a good save. It needs to be done the right way. They need to concentrate on the kicking. They need to be talking to make sure the defence aren't switching off. So all them other traits that top teams have, where keepers now, sometimes when they're playing in these footballing teams, don't have a lot to do. They need to be so much more concentrated, because when they are called into action, are they going to make that save, or are they going to get caught cold? You see some keepers making save after save after save, and they look great, but they have a lot to do. For me, when I'm looking at a top keeper, is can he keep that concentration high? And Dan's done that for us. He's been great.
Sean Cook and Andy White in the Evo Stick Northern Premier League of the team awards. And just a word though, for me, one of the most improved players this season, Ibu Touré, the left back. He was outstanding again today for me.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of. I'm going to have to fight really hard to keep Ibu over the summer. But listen, a little bit like Elliot here again, sitting next to us, if it's the right deal for him, and if it's going to be a good progression for Ibu and he wants to go, then obviously he'll go. But obviously I don't want to lose Ibs, because I brought him in, we've worked on him, he's improved massively, and he's, as you just said there, he's a top fullback. Everyone can see who watches him. If he just works a little bit on his final third, chips in with a goal like Whitey, I think we've got a real big talent on our hands then.
Take a free kick as well, can't he?
Yeah, well, he's maybe taking a few of them off him now, because he's hit that, so I think we're going to have to get some repairs done to the crossbars, hit it that hard. But yeah, he's a top player, but not that again. He's a fantastic lad, he's so grounded, never have an issue with him, trains outstandingly, he's on to the other lads if they're not doing it. He's a top player.
Yeah, and as Jack alluded to, big game against Workington coming up on Monday as well. You looking forward to that one, Phil?
Yeah, really looking forward to that. As I said, they really give us a going over at their place. I mean, it was Boxing Day. We travelled a long way. I've got all the excuses for the lads, but we were terrible that day, and they were very good, though. They really opened my eyes to how good Workington can be. I think they've had a bit of an up-and-down season. I think they either win or they lose. They don't really draw many. That's why I think they're still in with a chance, because you look at the games they've lost and you think there's no way they should be up there, but they've won a lot of games.
Won again today as well, 1-0.
Yeah, so again, the perennial playoff candidates, aren't they? And they're a team we know we need to be at it against if we're going to get anything.
Great. Good luck, and thanks for the interview.